whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Championship weekend in the AFC and the NFC. Here's how it'll go down Sunday at 3 o'clock. It is Washington at Philadelphia. The Commanders, still seems weird to say, 12-5 going up against Philly. They're 14-3. And then the primetime game on Sunday night, Buffalo and Kansas City. Buffalo 13-4. Kansas City at 15-2. I've never seen it or heard of a team that could be 15-2 and take more guff than they do. They're 15-2, and it's to the point where people, all they want to do is complain, and I think I'm doing this for you, Owen, that they don't win by enough.
Which official will be the MVP of the AFC championship game?
I kind of feel like, and yes, it did seem like maybe
line
things,
judge, field judge, umpire.
Okay, I heard Lima do that joke yesterday. So much like you're not laughing at my Brook Park being in Cuyahoga County, I heard that joke yesterday.
Okay.
I get you.
I saying. Didn't hear the joke yesterday. So
you guys are on the same page. I just want to see a good game.
Actually, I was asking Owen. He's the Chiefs fan.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about officials on Monday. I got to be honest. Just call a fair game.
Well, you're going to, because it nationally, that's been the talk.
Do officials count against the salary cap?
Daryl, I'm not responding to any of this.
Don't respond to any of this. Garbage.
I went through it with Ken the other day. You know, people in this town, I feel for you. Let's not act like the Chiefs have been this juggernaut for years, but they got it right in the position you got to get it right in. And until that happens around here, the best you're going to have when dealing with Kansas City is making your stupid
and
officials.
And that is now why we're rooting for the conference championship games to be neutral site games, so maybe we'll get one in Cleveland.
We are getting more here, just by the way. You remember we were talking about dates, and you're right about the conference. Morgan Wallen is going to have his studio tour here. He's coming with Miranda Lambert.
Oh, very cool.
Studio?
You want him in the studio? Sure. Come on in. I'll be good with that. L. Langley, Thomas Rhett. So now we're up to, do we have 8 home? Yeah, we lost our one home game to London next year, right?
Correct.
So back to 8.
Baskin's trying to
plus
do math.
Plus a preseason game.
I don't know. Are we just getting one preseason game? How many will we get? So that's 9. Here comes 10 and 11.
Well, because Columbus Crew. Don't forget.
Oh, the Crew. 12.
It's big.
Wow.
Messi's coming to town.
Yeah,
actually, it is big.
Yeah, I mean,
all kidding aside,
anyway,
it is
that
big.
That concert's August 15th and 16th. Just enough time to destroy the field before the regular season.
Hey, you know what? The grounds crew does a great job.
No, they do. I feel bad for those guys. Like,
was it last year or the year before they had 2 concerts in the preseason?
Yeah.
And they had to play week 2 on the road because they needed to get the field ready to
Why couldn't they get...
They do a great job getting that field ready in spite of the challenges. But again,
that tour starts June 20th at NRG Stadium in Houston. Well, how about starting in Cleveland? So that way our field isn't a mess, complete mess. I'm just saying. Can we ask him?
Listen, August is an optimal time to grow sod.
I do think, Andy, if you wanted that to happen, you probably should have asked them before they booked the tour.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, come on.
Doesn't work for Andy.
I'm sorry. He's in Camp Randall's. I love Camp Randall, by the way. Best place to watch a game. I'm telling you, it's amazing to watch a college
Jump
football
around.
Game. Hard Rock's outside. State Farm Stadium is indoor, and then Lumen is outdoor. Levi's outdoor. So Gillette. Oh, this is pretty much outdoor. Rogers Center in out kind of, and then Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton. I haven't been there yet, so I got to go see the Argos play. No, that's Toronto. Edmonton, what are they in the CFL? Help me. You don't know?
I have
Eskimos.
No idea.
Eskimos. Yeah, come on, Andy. Don't be stupid. All right, so back to these games. Washington-Philly. Let's break that down first. Your thoughts on that?
I am rooting for the Commanders, but typically the teams that I'm rooting for in the postseason don't do well. So I think Philadelphia is going to win. They have been the best team in the NFC behind Detroit and Minnesota. I can't bring myself to think that a rookie quarterback is taking his team from having the second overall pick in the draft to the Super Bowl next year. But there's part of me that's really rooting for it because I want you guys to field nothing but phone calls of Browns fans trying to convince you that Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, Milroe, any of the quarterbacks that we just heard aren't any good are going to be the guy that's going to take the Browns from 3-14 to the Super Bowl next year.
Because any rookie can do it. If they can do it in Washington with a number two pick,
right,
then why aren't the Browns doing this?
But, man, what a season Daniels has had. I mean, he is a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, unfortunately, we saw it firsthand.
Well, you know.
They seem to have organizational leadership, though, there. I mean, Dan Quinn has been a...
By the way, so for all the Browns fans that, like, because I admit, I was kind of poking the bear the other day on X after the conversation where I put Ken in a bad mood.
I went
ahead and, you know, just basically said, hey, I just, you know, I'm not giving the Browns any quarter. It is what it is. They're 3-14. I don't think they're going to turn it all around this offseason. And everyone kept coming at me with the Washington Commanders thing. And, like, the Commanders flushed their organization top to bottom from ownership on down. And that's not what the Browns have done. They're bringing everybody back. The owners aren't going anywhere. Neither is the GM. Neither is the head coach. Okay, so they, you know, got Ken Dorsey out of here because his offense was an unmitigated disaster, and whatever it was he tried to do for Deshaun Watson this past season that did not work. But, like, it's an apples to oranges comparison. Like, it's different situations. So, yeah, I mean, do I hope that the Browns become what the Washington Commanders have been able to do? Absolutely. But I just don't see it happening right now. Not until, as Owen was talking about, I'm going to keep making officiating jokes about the Kansas City Chiefs because, well, the Browns don't have a quarterback. And so the Browns are never going to get to be on the level that the Chiefs have been on. And, you know, I think Daniels, and this is the formula. Like, this is everything aligning because he's on that rookie contract. So the Commanders right now, as a franchise, they're doing what the Chiefs did when Patrick Mahomes won his first Super Bowl.
Exactly.
You know, he's on the rookie contract, so they can spend the money on the supporting cast. And then you get to the point, and to the Chiefs' credit, where he's on that second contract, the Ravens with Lamar Jackson on that second contract, and they're still able to field a team that can win the division every year and get to the divisional round, compete for the conference, compete to get to a Super Bowl. Like, the Commanders are sitting pretty right now. But I don't think they get by the Eagles. What do you think, Baskin?
No, I don't think Washington gets by the Eagles this week. There's just this is the point where experience and just this is Philly's game. I would love nothing more than the Philly loses.
Link to be dead silent in the fourth quarter because the Commanders are up like 21.
Do you really think that's going to happen?
No, I don't.
I don't either. I just think the Eagles are winning this thing. And again, it's the NFL. You never know. You never know what happens. All of a sudden, they start making holding calls, and things change. It's all it takes, yep. A couple holding calls.
Oh, wait. They call holding in the NFL? Miles Garrett would like to know if that's true.
Well, if it makes you feel better, they don't call it in college football either. Yeah. You realize that? Oh, this is a tidbit for you. I don't know if you...
I saw the tidbit. Like, for,
Marshall was like the last game... Marshall, I think Marshall was the last time.
Well, there was a holding call in the national championship game, and everyone lost their mind.
Yeah, because they hadn't had one since Marshall. Like, Ohio State's defense hadn't drawn one holding call for months.
That's
months.
Crazy.
So I like Philly in this one. I don't. We'll see. I'm really not looking forward to Monday.
So we're basically both picking the Eagles.
Yeah, we're both on the same. But I like watching Daniels. I think he's fun. I think it's good. I'm happy for Terry McLaurin. I mean, like, there are a lot of little things in here that I'm happy for, but can you imagine Washington Buffalo?
Well, that's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah, I think a lot of people
are. Owen's going to kick me out of the studio, but I'm really rooting hard for Buffalo this weekend.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I'm glad that people are rooting against the Chiefs. It means that, you know, they have done their jobs as the villains. They were the ones that stood there on the podium, you know, immediately after winning the Super Bowl last year and said, "Threepeat, that's what we're shooting for," you know? It wasn't one of those things where they danced around it and got asked a bunch of questions about it in the offseason.
If it was any other team other than the Bills, I'd be rooting for the Chiefs this weekend to threepeat. But because it's Buffalo, because they, you know, haven't been back to the Super Bowl since the 90s, I would love nothing more than Bills fans to win the Super Bowl.
They're kind of like us, let's be honest.
I'm really rooting hard for Buffalo.
They're us without the Steeler era. I mean, they're like Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Buffalo. We're all the same.
They were,
except for the fact that Pittsburgh has, you know, done things that we haven't.
Was it 20 seconds on the clock a couple years ago?
13.
13 seconds. They were 13 seconds away a couple years ago in Kansas City, and Mahomes bit them.
How many yards away were the Browns against
96?
No, I mean, how many yards?
I was thinking Denver.
What was that?
It's 3rd and 14.
It was 3rd and 14.
Down to 4th and 1, and they converted. Yeah.
Yeah. 1 yard.
Against Chad Hill.
They were 96 yards away from Broncos.
Still nauseous.
By the way, there's a John Elway bobblehead that's been made called The Drive.
How big are
someone dropped that in my inbox, and I was like, why would you do this?
Because they're... Just wanted to poke the bear the way you do. So you didn't give me your official word on Buffalo, Kansas City.
I believe the Chiefs are going to win, but I'm rooting for the Bills super hard. So I'm sorry, Buffalo, that I'm rooting so hard for you, because that probably means very good news for Owen.
I'm not going to be mad either way on this thing. There's a part of me that wants to see Buffalo go just to see him win. But you know what I don't like? I don't like the whole Kansas City narrative of they're not winning games by enough. Or
they're winning. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, when the game is over, if they have more points than the other team, okay, Kansas City won.
I would rather, I'll
just
be honest,
everyone
with you,
sounds so petty and jealous when Kansas City wins by a touchdown. You don't do it. Yes, they've had luck. Everyone has luck along the way. But you don't get 15 wins on a season on pure luck.
Who really enjoys a team that's just steamrolling everybody?
Nobody.
Right?
Warriors, right?
Like, but I'm just saying, like, they play fun, competitive football, as much as it pains me to say it. Sorry, Owen. But, and they've had a charm season. When it comes to the final 4 minutes of games, nobody does it better than Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs.